Well, hello to all of you. I am Sue Dykstra, and I represent the second generation of the church, and blessings are still flowing. The handsome man that you just saw standing up here who just spoke, well, he's very, very dear to me. He is my father. Where are you, Dad? I love you, Dad. I am really very grateful for this opportunity to come back to Falls OPC and to celebrate 50 years of this church. And blessings are still flowing here. So I think I was just like 3 years old when this church officially started. Yep, gave away my age. And I think I was the fourth baby baptized in this church, in this building here. Now, as a young child growing up in this church, I have a lot of wonderful memories, and I wanted to share some of them with you, see if you have some of those same memories. One of them is shiny, sparkly stars that you got to put on your attendance chart every time you came to church on Sunday. That is a memory. Also, singing with Mrs. Molter for opening exercises. You've heard her name said before. I wish she was here to celebrate, but I think she's doing a lot more celebrating than we are right now. So my favorite song she had was It's Bubbling. And she used to, Jonas is like this, she used to like roll her arms like this, and she would sing the song and it would go, it's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. There's singing, there's laughing, since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor have I, or can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Isn't that awesome? I did not even have to look that up. She taught that. That's so awesome. Her love for Jesus was absolutely contagious. So thank you, Mrs. Molter, for loving me since I was a small child and really showing that Jesus all over your face in such a very tangible way. And then there was the memory verse book. My mom would practice the selected Bible verses every night before bed, and then Sunday morning, if we could recite it at to our Sunday school teacher, then she would give us another shiny, sparkly star to put in our book. But you know, back then, the stars, they only had gold or silver at that time, and you had to lick them, and it was your spit that made it stick to the page, just so you know. Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, later on, then there were self-sticking stickers and all sorts of fun designs. And who could forget the church picnic at the Hewitts? We would search for pennies in the sawdust and go swimming. The water in the pool was freezing, but we swam anyway because that's what we look forward to every year. And don't forget about the family softball games. We had those. So blessings still flowing. In third grade Sunday school, we were given a pamphlet, How to Read Through the Bible in 365 Days. We were challenged to read the entire Bible in a year. And we were pretty young, but that was a challenge. In seventh and eighth grade, I remember catechism class. Where's Pastor Tolsma? I have to look at you. Pastor Tolsma. We used to come every Saturday morning, and we'd study the Westminster Catechism with Pastor Tolsma. And after 2 years of class and memorizing, then Pastor Tolsma would pull each one of us aside into his office, and he would talk to us one-on-one. Pastor Tolsma, I still remember that conversation very clearly. This is what you said to me. You said, Sue, let's just say that on the way home from catechism class, you get in a car accident and you die, and God comes to you in all his glory and asks, why should I let you into heaven? What have you done that I should allow you to be with me for eternity? I was stunned because I'd never really thought about it like that before. And I remember looking down and quietly saying, I really wouldn't have anything to say because I'm not good enough, but I don't know, maybe because God loves Jesus so much and I know that Jesus did die on the cross for me and everything, he could maybe let me in because of that. And I wasn't sure if that was the right answer exactly at that time, but you know what? Things that I had learned as a child were starting to make sense. So Pastor Tolsma, thank you for asking me that question in that way and making me think, what did it all mean? So standing right about here, in front of many of you who are here, about the age 14, I professed my faith in Jesus Christ. So blessings still flowing. Then there was youth group and teaching Vacation Bible School, serving as a camp counselor. There was the building addition to the back pods of the church. And before I knew it, I was off to college. I was really hoping to find a guy who was good looking and enjoyed sports and then had this deep faith in Jesus Christ and was still willing to talk about it. And then I met Wayne Dykstra. He is all those things. And as Wayne and I planned our wedding, actually as I planned our wedding, you literally rolled out the red carpet for us. For those of you who don't know, this church started with green carpet, like the color of peas. So it was very green, and then you replaced it with this kind of burgundy red carpet. So we had that just before we got married. So in closing, I want you to know that it was here at Falls OPC that I said I do to my husband. And it was here at Falls OPC that I said I do to Jesus Christ. But really, it was here at Falls OPC that God said I do to you at my baptism. So you see, it's not about what we do, it's what God has done. Church, we are celebrating 50 years today, not because of what we're doing or what Falls OPC is doing, but it's what God is doing. We're celebrating God for who he is. A couple of verses that are meaningful to me. Psalm 105, verse 4, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Church, God is on the move. He is doing great things. He is using Falls OPC for his glory. It's his work and his strength, and we're just along for the ride. May we keep looking to him. To God be the glory. Thank you.